Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, it is a good morning. It is. It's a beautiful morning. I hope I can enjoy it today.
It's not morning. It's 12:06.
Well, it is. Oh, this just in. They just threw another penalty on Alabama.
They still only called one out of the three transgressions that you had in the game.
But they also just finally cleared the last fan from the football field.
Yep. I got a feeling there'll be more penalties coming.
I've never seen that as massive.
Well, you know, it's a big.
As I had before, where you couldn't tell where the field ended and the bleachers.
Well,
began.
That is the largest stadium in the conference.
Well, I'll tell you
Tennessee
what.
Tennessee is the largest.
You know, and
I think second in the country.
Yeah. The guys out there on both sides of the ball were playing their hearts out.
It was a great game.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, they won, and they were the better team. That's why they won.
Yes.
But y'all were injured. Your quarterback wasn't at 100%.
That's
and
right.
Chances are. If they beat Georgia, you're going to get to rematch them in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to beat Georgia, and I don't think y'all are either.
No.
But y'all's offensive line still
– Yeah, we got a lot.
And I'm not one to talk. We got the worst offensive line in the country right now.
Yeah. Well, we got a long way to go. By the way, welcome to the Sip and Chew Sports Show.
In Alabama, food and football are synonymous.
They both start with F's.
We got things grilling right now as we speak all over our listening area.
Yeah, we do. We do that. And speaking of that, it's you know, we have great weather down here to grill.
Yeah,
all year round.
It's grilling season 12 months out of the year down here.
Down here it is.
We have select days that you don't grill.
But we have we got Thanksgiving to be right around the corner. Here after the boogeyman season but I saw something interesting on Facebook on the social media pages I've never seen before, and it makes good sense to me.
Okay,
but someone had smoked a turkey in the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
They used it set up like you do to deep fry it.
Yeah,
so it went straight from the smoker to the deep fryer. And I'm thinking, well, that makes a lot of sense. Get that good smoky flavor inside the turkey.
Lock it in.
And then fried. And they still did the Cajun, the injections.
Injection. Right.
And but it gave that smoke flavor. And then they put it in the deep fryer. So as long as it's gets to 165, whatever, in the middle.
165.
Yeah. It's good. So I could see that doing half on the smoker and then the rest in the fryer.
Yeah. Well, that's anytime you have smoke wings somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're smoking the wings, and then when you order them, they throw in the fryer.
Yeah.
And so it's the same premise. I would not go straight from the smoker to the fryer. I would smoke it the day before and put it in the deep fryer cold.
Hey Stu, you breezed past something, and I wanted to ask you this last week, talking about the meat thermometer.
Yeah.
And you were saying that sometimes one of the cheaper – meat thermometers is more effective than spending a lot of money on.
Oh yeah, $3. That's all you need to spend. I mean, you can get the digital ones, and I've got some,
mm-hmm.
and they're nice. But I mean, just for homies, you don't need to invest $15 or $20 in it. Get a $3 meat thermometer, and the way you know if they're accurate is you fix a glass full to the top with ice,
mm-hmm.
pour water in that up to the top, and now you know that water is exactly 32 degrees, right?
Right, and I guess you could do it with boiling water, too.
Yeah, because it will be 212.
Yeah.
But that's a lot more dangerous.
Well, yeah. And
This just takes 30 seconds.
And speaking of dangerous, if somebody's trying for the first time, I had a brother-in-law that did this, to deep fry a turkey, make sure it's thawed completely, unless you want to set off a bomb.
And do it outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And here's the biggest thing. You want it completely thawed, and you want to put the turkey in the pot you're going to fry it in.
Yeah.
and fill it with water,
uh-huh,
just to overcovering it. It's 2 inches, 3 inches, something like that.
Yeah.
And then you want to mark the inside of that pot where that water went to.
Mm-hmm.
Pull the turkey out, let the water settle, and mark where the water went.
Mm-hmm.
Then dump the water out, clean the pot, and fill your oil up to that line.
Yeah.
That way you know the oil's not going to overflow. Because at least a third of the pot should still be empty with the turkey
the
oil.
Yeah, because the oil level is going to rise as you lower that turkey into
and
it.
As you raise the temperature.
And you don't want to fry the top the same, you know, as close to the same temperature as the bottom.
Yeah, you need it all submerged, but you don't need it any more than one third from the top. So if it's, let's say it's a 30-inch deep pot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need oil beyond 20 inches.
Yeah.
Because that top third, once you drop the turkey in and it heats up, and there's a ton of water inside a turkey. They inject it with water in addition to what naturally comes in it.
Yeah.
Especially Butterball. It's not a great turkey. They just brine it for you. They take a cheap turkey and brine it and make it decent.
Oh, you know, I thought they made it heavier to sell it for more.
I had a
friend. Yeah, that's in there too. But it does. I mean, if you got a wild turkey or one that was done the old-fashioned way where they just killed it and brought it, you're going to brine it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're just doing the brining for
you. I had a friend. He did goose every year. He didn't do turkey. He did goose.
Goose is delicious. It's like a giant duck.
Mm-hmm.
But the rules for deep fat would be the same, wouldn't it, for deep fat frying?
Did he fry it or he just roast it?
Roasted it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because there's so much fat with a goose, Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a duck. It has a layer of fat underneath the skin that nature put there to make it buoyant, so it just floats on the water. That's why we can't do that. We don't have that layer of fat around us, but it's a healthy fat.
Speak for yourself.
It is a polyunsaturated fat, and it's very healthy.
I'm beginning to dislike both of y'all because I wasn't hungry until you came in here.
I was. I hadn't eaten it yet. I finally grabbed something to eat at the first Waffle House that wasn't loaded up last night at about 11.
Last night I got home and I get that drippings that you had.
Oh, the beef drippings?
We did a wine dinner last night.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the next segment. So.
But I got those beef drippings, got home, put in a saucepan, heated it up, toasted me some little crustinis.
Making it worse.
And then I just sat there and dipped it in the...
Dipping
it in the gravy, watching Create TV. Said, and, they ain't got nothing on that show this good right now.
Yeah, that was a bottle of red, a bottle of Pinot Noir, and probably about a 2 cups of beef stock with the Cipollini onions. And I want to thank David Hubble. the blueberry, and we'll talk about it in the next segment that I got from him. He brought me a large branch of fresh bay laurel that he cut from his yard.
Wow.
So there were 4 leaves of fresh bay that went in that broth, in addition to rosemary from my deck.
I've got a bay leaf tree. I've been growing in a pot for like 11 years.
I'm going to try and root from this. And I took the cutting off of it. You cut it at an angle, and you stick it in dirt, not water like I'm used to with other stuff. And you wait 2 months. And if it's still alive, you pull on it. And if it doesn't give, you got roots. And if it does, leave it in there till it either dies or grows roots.
Yeah.
But so then I will have bay laurel, which is actually, I believe that's indigenous to this area.
It is. There's a few because I studied that when I used to have like an orchard of bay leaf trees.
Yeah.
When I owned a home.
You only need one and you can start a spice company.
Yeah.
Just you're calling it bay leaf, not Bailey.
Bay leaves.
Not a bay leaf.
I had a Boy Scout say, why don't you call it Bailey's Bay Leaves?
Well, you remember little Lubitz. She wanted to do a blog, and I tried to talk her into it. And she goes, I just don't know what to call it. And I go, Lubitz Little Bits. It's Little Bits about the restaurant industry.
Yep.
Tried to get her to do a journal while she was at CIS. Now, you might make enough money off this journal. You don't ever have to work in a kitchen. But she was so into being in the kitchen, she couldn't do it. Now she's like, I wish I'd have done that now.
What did I do with that?
She can still do it.
Well, she's not at CIA anymore.
Well, she's been there, though. Been there.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Including Pete Blome.
Well, they're at the Jack Daniels barbecue competition.
He just got back from CIA. He organized this fundraiser they do every year. It's a marathon to raise money for scholarships for CIA.
Yeah.
Pete organized it. But we're up against the break, Mike. What do they need to do?
They need to call or text in at 251-343-0106 at the Callahan Irish Social Club text in line.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Zalon Shaif, shot in New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew from Mike and Stu. Hi, my name is Zalon Shaif, shot in New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew from Mike and Stu.
I didn't want it to, his first name cut off, so I had to
Yeah. All right, Michael.
See?
Where did you eat breakfast this morning?
I ate at Bob's Downtown Diner, corner of Fat and Happy.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't that at the corner of Fat and Happy?
Always.
Always at the corner of Fat and Happy.
I ate really there early this morning, though. We don't normally get there this early, but we got there early. Met there with Leanna and her husband, Trace. Leanna just had some surgery this past week, so.
So y'all were sitting there comparing scars?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And Tony messaged in. He wanted to make sure that we bring up Hammered Cow.
Mm-hmm.
Won this year's People's Choice for the Mobtown Burger Week, just narrowly edging out Meat Boss. So congratulations to Hammered Cow.
I saw them cooking one on Facebook, on a social media outlet, and it looked great. And I said, I got to get by. I guess they'll continue to make it, won't they?
No.
Not that one. Not, but they're burgers, period. I mean.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sure. Well, the Hammered Cow is a burger place, so I'm guessing they're going to keep making burgers. Pretty much a lot of places will run it for, like, the next month.
Mm.
And, you know, last year they had two different things on this, and Meat Boss won the most burgers sold, and then we won this thing, the Fan Award, the People's Choice Award. And we would run that burger every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I made 1 gallon of barbecue sauce at a time the week we ran it, and I was making a gallon of barbecue sauce every other day. When we decided to run it, you know, as a special after that, I made 1 gallon of barbecue sauce, and it lasted us 3 months.
Well, congratulations
after this
to
is
Hammered
over,
Cow. It,
yeah.
We'll have to try to get them on as a sponsor.
Hammered Cow.
Hammered Cow. I love the great name. Great name. But yeah.
And I saw Tony posted that he tried their burger. Because, you know, Bob's competed as well with a great burger. And Tony really liked their burger, too.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, this is great.
I like to try other people's food, too. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, we also want to thank our fine friends over at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. They are opening early today. They normally open at 4, but they're normally closed on Sunday. But they got the Jubilee Festival right at their front door. Why would you not open when you got 20,000-30,000 people at your front
door? That's a great organization. I've competed in it before. Mm-hmm. I've judged at it when they've had cook-offs and stuff like that. And the organization, it's South Baldwin County Chamber.
They got something in Chamber of Commerce there.
But this is one of the best ones on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
And with World Food Championships, we've worked with them before. They've got a lady or two that is a World Food Championship certified judge.
Mm-hmm.
So we've worked with them in a lot of events. That's a great event over there in Daphne. Right. It really is one of the better festivals on the Gulf Coast.
All right. Hey, we want to also thank Roy at Butch Cassidy's for his sponsorship.
The mayor of Flo Shell.
That's it. And we want to thank Deborah and them over at Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. And
I thought you were, I don't know why, I thought you were about to say Hall's Sausage and Tapas Bar. We're both tired.
I know we are. And then, of course, we want to thank Danny and David Calametti.
Alabama Coasting.
Yes, the Alabama Calametti brothers. Alabama Coasting.
They should change it to Calametti Coasting.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a lifestyle.
There you go.
Yeah. There's jet setters, and then one above jet setters is Calametti Coasting.
There you go.
Well, you know, and there is so much going on every week and every weekend in our area.
And that is an organization that puts on a lot of it. So just go to their Facebook page or alabamacoasting.com to see what's coming up.
Hey, let's say congratulations.
Congratulations.
to Stevie's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
They won the gumbo cook-off over in Fairhope yesterday.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
So they get a ticket.
It's an Alabama coast.
They get a ticket to Dallas.
World Food Championships.
Yeah, yeah. The teams are pulling together, getting ready to go next month. So it's only a few weeks away.
Yeah, that is next month, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, speaking of gumbo, since you brought that up, my son and I went by Judy's yesterday for a quick lunch. Mm-hmm. As soon as we sat down, the waitress says, "We have gumbo today." So we got a nice bowl of gumbo on one side and mm-hmm. tea or something. And that was a great lunch. And their the roux was perfect.
I eat gumbo three times this week, believe it or not. I've just been on a gumbo thing.
Yeah.
And,
I've been like that with burgers.
The thickness that I like.
I remember when I first went to work for Wenzel's years ago. And my first day, and they're taking me through what all the managers do, and they go, okay, you know, it's about 2 o'clock now. All the managers get together at a big table, and we have mm-hmm. lunch together. I went,
yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. And then we're able to talk through things and what we're not working on. It's nice and relaxed, and we were treated just like customers. We sat down mm-hmm. at a table. A server came. They took our order, brought us drinks. So it was very nice.
Yeah.
And and you usually don't get lunch breaks at all in restaurant management. And to be treated like that was a testament to the way Wenzel's treats their employees.
Right.
But the other thing was I had come from Crapplebee's where, you know, I had gone through everything we had in the kitchen to figure out what was really decent enough to eat. So I either cooked myself a burger or a piece of salmon every day at Crapplebee's. It didn't like anything else. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't good. And I get to Wenzel's and I go, well, what can I have? And they, you know, what, because, you know, in most companies like Crapplebee's, they had certain things you could order off the menu. Steak was not on there. Wenzel said, you can order anything off the menu you can finish in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I just got a bowl of gumbo.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, this is phenomenal. I just get to sit down and eat really good gumbo. It was such a change going from the chain with the mediocre at best product from mm-hmm. countries most of us can't even pronounce.
Yeah.
To locally owned. It was just, it was that was probably one of the best bowls of gumbo I've ever had simply
regional.
Because of everything around it. Yeah.
Regional.
Yeah. And it was a truly great experience. And I really, you know, Wenzel's is a good company.
Oh,
yeah.
Locally owned.
Locally
and they
owned.
And they support local too.
Boy, do they.
Yes, they do.
Mike and I know a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that Wenzel's does to help our community, mm-hmm. and it's one of the reasons we are faithful to
and
them.
And there's things you don't hear about, too.
Yeah. That
they do.
But it's a phenomenal organization.
Not just them, a number of people.
Right, right. And we've also mentioned Neiman's Catering as being another company. And there are other ones we don't know about that are like that.
Well,
and that's true philanthropy. I shouldn't know what you're
doing. The company I work for, Bay Paper.
Yeah.
The Hershey's, they do a lot of donating,
right?
During the holiday season too.
Yeah,
they donate to a lot of business, but they donate year round.
Yeah.
And thinking about like if our customers, if they're having a fundraiser, we donate the styrofoam and the forks and spoons and napkins and cups and all that.
And you know, people always take that for granted, but I mm-hmm. can tell you from working in the restaurant industry, that's a large part of your expense.
Mm-hmm.
People do not think about it when they ask for, can I get an extra this and an extra that?
Yeah.
You should be charging for all of it. Not much.
Yeah.
But if you want an extra inch, and you know why that costs? Because it costs the restaurant money.
Yeah.
I told you one time I was working at this restaurant. And they were new to the restaurant industry, and they didn't charge for extra ranch on anything. And I finally said, y'all need to start charging. You know, they get one ranch with a salad. If it's a big salad, you get two.
Yeah.
If they want anything more than that, you need to charge. And they go, well, they're not going to quit going. I go, no other restaurant is having people turn away. And I said, they're charging 50 cents a cup. Charge 25.
Mm-hmm.
You're still making 25 cents a cup more now than you were.
What I don't get.
Guess what difference it made. What? In 1 month, their food costs went down 4%. That's huge. That's 4% of profit.
Yeah.
In a company, in an industry where the most you're ever going to get is 10%.
Yeah.
You know, that's why all of that shouldn't be free.
The only thing I think about the ranch thing.
Yeah.
Sides like that.
Yeah.
If they ought to go to a four-ounce ramekin instead of a two-ounce.
Because you make more profit when you sell them?
Well, it's not that. It's just I'm the type of person, I want to drown my salad mm-hmm. unless I'm having Caesar. Yeah. And I still might want a second Caesar.
If we tossed our salads in dressing the way a salad is supposed to be done,
yes.
you would never have too little or too much. You'd
but
have
they
exactly
don't bring it. They don't yeah. bring it out to your table already tossed.
Right,
they,
because
they
people put, refuse
they
to do
put
that.
It in a
people
bowl
want to make soup like
that
you
when
do.
You try to yeah. mix the dressing it yeah. with the salad, it goes all over the bar top or the table.
You don't put it all in at one time. You put salad just on top. You eat to the next layer. Then you put the next dressing.
That's the way you eat in Sims. Mm-hmm.
Mike and I just chow down and
no, I want to pour my dressing on.
Mike wants a bowl of dressing with a few vegetables in it.
That's it.
That's America right there.
That's it. That's yeah. it. What we got, Charlie? A few seconds?
10.
Yeah, or less than
all 10. Righty. Get on that phone and that text line and text us or call us at 251-343-0106 at the Callahan Irish Social Club text in line.
Banjos am a-ringing and the dock is singing down on Mobile Bay. Stars are brightly shining and my heart is pining for the south each day. My sweetheart is waiting, cute and fascinating, well, left by the Dixie shore. That is why I'm yearning and my thoughts returning to Mobile once more on Mobile Bay. Early stole my heart away. Beside the sea, when she gave a loving kiss to me.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night.
Hey guys, it's Chef Chris Sherrill, and I'm here with Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Our buddy Chris, he had some interesting posts this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, he still does stuff on the side.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he's a...
We do, too.
Yeah, we did last night. But yeah. Charlie has a PSA he wants to get to. Are you ready, Charlie, or
well,
should we
riff? Well, actually,
we
got several events coming up, and then I'd like to share my poll thing that has me excited to no end.
Oh, well, that's going to be a clip
love
later.
It. You'll love the poll that I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Anyhow,
yep. That's going to be a clip.
If you like seafood, you like boating or swimming at our beaches and waterways, other like-minded people, get a chance to connect to them at a free event coming up Thursday, October 27th, 4 to 8 in the evening at Braided River Brewery at 420 South St. Louis Street.
We know them.
I know you guys know where that is.
Yep.
And
good
again,
people,
that's
good
October
beer.
27th at Braided River. And another opportunity to network with other people interested in the marine environment is coming at the 12th annual Cocktails for the Coast, sponsored by ACF, and it's Thursday, November 10th, 5:30, 7:30 at Bluegill out on the Causeway.
Legendary.
And I don't know if you guys have got actively contacted with this or not, but, you know, for a number of years, I think they started about 2016. This oyster shell recycling program.
Yeah, Chris actually helped him get that started. Chris Sherrill that we just played the clip from.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. And it started out with just them asking a few restaurants along the causeway, and now it's open to any participating restaurant in coastal Alabama. And the whole goal is to rebuild the oyster reefs.
You know,
yeah, they take the old shells, dump them back in the water, and the oysters.
I thought they did that all the time anyway, and they quit doing driveways. You know, you can mm-hmm. get a shell driveway, and you can't do that anymore. You
and
can't
old
get
shell
anymore.
Road can't
but,
do that but, anymore.
But you know, they were women are taking them, and artists are taking them and making artwork
well,
out of them.
Well, they've always done that. That's what mother yeah. of pearl is the inside of an oyster shell, and
anyhow,
that's been used for centuries. But yeah, finish up.
I wanted to congratulate some of the participating restaurants, and that includes Bluegill, Felix's Fish Camp, the Floribama, the Half Shell in Mobile, the Original Oyster House, Southern Roots at the Grand Hotel. That's quite a restaurant.
Yes.
Tacky Jack's and Winslow's Downtown. And if you want to know the complete list, because we hope that if you're going to go buy some oysters, go support the restaurants that are participating. Go to joinacf.org for the complete list.
Help them collect some shells.
Yeah, that's a great organization, and I'm glad to see they're getting this stuff going because, you know, I do the Delta Safari show that I'm doing on YouTube now, Exploring the Delta. This, and I'm probably going to get terminology wrong with this, cold water pond that Alabama Power has. That is devastatingly dangerous for this ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile Bay is one of the top nurseries on the Gulf Coast for producing shrimp.
And it's somewhat delicate, you know, for you to use it.
And if we lose Mobile Bay, there's no more Gulf shrimp for the most part. There won't be enough for people to get.
Right.
The prices will be sky high on it. The Delta feeds the Bay feeds the Gulf.
Yeah.
And this thing is, and like I say, I don't understand all the science of it, but you know what? I'm going to be at Braided River this Wednesday night because they're going to have people there that do know about it. Baykeepers is there two Wednesdays a month. Just bringing experts in to talk about stuff. They had an osprey expert recently, and I missed that one. I really want to see that. Those birds are beautiful.
Yeah.
And they're all over the Delta, just gorgeous. But there are things further up, too, in the state of Alabama that we need to get a handle on, or we're going to lose this Delta, this bay.
It all comes down here.
Right, exactly. Almost the entire state of Alabama is the watershed for the Mobile River.
Yeah.
And we've got some rivers in the middle part of the state and to the north, the Coosa, is devastatingly polluted.
The 10-time waterway brings all that down.
Right, exactly. The Coosa ties in with the Alabama, and then the Alabama and the Tombigbee come together. That forms the Mobile River. But there are sections of the Coosa River where you can't let the water touch your skin. It's that polluted.
Wow.
The water is milky and orange colored. And it's just all these plants in central Alabama just dumping their toxic waste out because the EPA apparently is turning the other way, and the Alabama, the state EPA, is just worthless.
Evidently,
yeah,
at least in that area.
Yeah, and I mean, it's some of the most polluted water in this hemisphere, and it all ends up in Mobile Bay. And here's a testament to the Gulf and the Bay. So far, it's able to handle it.
Yeah.
But how close are we when you add all of that pollution coming from the same people that came down here and stole all of our BP money so that they can put a light show under the interstate in Birmingham? You know. They're the same ones polluting the water. Well, Mobile and Baldwin County pay for this entire state. Everything this state does, the residents of Mobile and Baldwin County pay for. So we need to start telling them, y'all need to clean up your act, or does tax dollars stay here?
Yeah, another similar thing is the oyster growers down in Apalachicola had a big battle going, probably still do, with Atlanta. For taking too much river out of the Chattahoochee River.
Georgia has been sued by a number of states for stealing water from them.
Yeah.
I mean, they flat out re-diverted a river from Tennessee. And I'm just like, no. If you're at, and California's the same way. If you're at this point where you can't have enough water to support your population, you need to stop letting people move there.
Yeah.
And encourage people to get out. That's how you handle it.
And drill more wells, maybe.
You are too populated for what your raw materials can support. And California's doing it themselves. It's the fastest shrinking state in the Union.
Mm-hmm.
And at this rate, Texas will be the largest state probably in 20 years.
Yeah.
Because they're all moving from California to Texas.
A lot of them going to Florida, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and judging from the license tags all over Mobile, we're getting our share, too.
Oh, well, yeah, because we've got a good quality of life, low cost of living.
Yeah.
Mobile gets a lot of people from Indiana and Illinois.
Yeah, here. But we've seen Alaska, Hawaii. We've seen, I think you could go out in a day and see at least 40 states represented on car bumpers.
Yeah.
Hey, can I talk about my poll?
Yes, by all means.
Talk about your poll, Charlie.
This is G-rated, right?
Yeah. Okay. I was walking, and not the kind of pole you dance on before you got your
Mike used to could work that pole, I'm telling you right now.
I don't know if I can carry on after that. Anyhow, I was walking by the TV, and there was a poll that Fox reported on this morning from the Next Gen people on what was their favorite fast-through, drive-in-type restaurants. And for the Next Gens, it was Chick-fil-A. No problem there. I actually like the concept of having somebody greet you out in the drive-through line and take your order there.
Massively efficient.
Now, the second really place good. I didn't quite understand because it was Starbucks, and I've never thought of them as a fast food joint, but maybe they are if you
anything
want muffins
you
and
consume
coffee.
By putting it in your mouth is considered food. That's both legally and
yeah, but fast food.
Right. Well,
fast food. Then, because there's another poll that was on. Well, I'll get with this after you finish.
Yeah.
But there was another poll that was taken to say who was the slowest, and they said that Chick-fil-A was the slowest drive-through.
That was older, and also that was because Chick-fil-A is so popular.
Yeah, they have 100
go
cars.
Ahead, go ahead with yours. Go ahead.
Well,
with yours.
I don't remember third and fourth. I think
they're
Wendy's
not important.
Was somewhere in there, but number five for the next gen folks. Olive Garden.
Yeah. Well,
and I just had to bring that up.
They don't have a drive-through window, but they are essentially fast food.
They do a lot. They do a lot of to go.
Yeah, they do a massive amount of to go. Mm-hmm. Now I have issues with restaurants that say we do catering. No, you do. Olive Garden does not cater. Olive Garden's not going to send a team of chefs and servers
and cook it
to your
site.
Business and cook it on spot and give you whatever menu you want. That's not catering. What they do is large to-go orders.
Mm-hmm.
But and that is – I've talked about that with caterers for years. I don't care how cool the menu is. If the only thing you're offering me is large quantities of what's on your menu, you're not catering.
Let me say this. Whenever I – because of the business I'm in, when I'm sitting in a restaurant, I pay attention to to-go orders.
Yeah.
I watch how many to-go orders go out. There's some restaurants in this town that do a ton of to-go business.
Yep.
Butch Cassidy's does
huge.
The biggest I've seen in Mobile, and probably Heroes as well, does tons and tons of to-go business.
And I would suspect for lunch people are taking it back to work with them maybe.
Or entire offices ordering.
Mother's Southern Cooking. Mm-hmm. Large amount of to-go orders there.
Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
In another poll, which was more of a cross-section,
Cheryl's does a lot of to-go.
Consumer sentiment, 88%. Now, this wasn't just next gen. This was across the demographics. 88% said Chick-fil-A had friendly service, placing it at the top of the industry. But when it came to customer satisfaction, respondents said Arby's had the most accurate orders at 89.5%. I don't agree with this next part. McDonald's and Burger King closely followed. Well, I got to tell you, the McDonald's in my part of town definitely would not fit in that category.
Here's what I will say on that. McDonald's fans and Burger King fans are just like Bud Light, Miller Lite, and Coors Light fans.
Yeah.
They don't care that their product is substandard. They are brand loyalists.
Yeah.
They don't care how bad it gets. Or, and in the case of those three beers, they're not bad beers.
Mm.
They're not great beers. Borderline calling them good beers, but they're beers.
Sure.
And if you enjoy those beers, by all means, enjoy all of them you want.
They're starter beers.
Right, right. And McDonald's and Burger King are like that. You're never going to get great food from one of those because that's not what they're in the business of. But if that's what you love, by all means,
go enjoy it.
But you need to understand what you enjoy
another
is
place,
bad.
Another place does a lot to go business is Callahan's.
Irish Social Club?
And they support our call-in line.
What's
Callahan's
that number?
Irish Social Club, 251-343-0106. Call or text us there.
Well, that was a timely reminder, Mike, because...
Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Eat steak, eat a big old steer.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, we're Phil.
And I'm Foster.
And we're Phil and Foster.
And you're listening to
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, baby. You know, congratulations to Stan and Donna. They just had a wedding anniversary
Aww.
The other day. Isn't that cute?
And, that's lovely.
Let's see if we got any birthdays here going
had
on.
Had some. I know we got Kevin Brooks last week.
Yeah, Kevin Brooks
already
last
knocked
week.
Kevin out. So go
David
back
Reddy with Murphy Good Winery.
That's good winery.
Scott Morlock, who was here forever. Now he's down in the Keys.
Yeah.
He was one of the piano guys with Gene Merle.
Right.
At those guys. Let's see. Anybody else got birthdays?
I'm not sure somebody, but they'll get over it.
Yeah, nobody except Ellie Booker, who's one of my favorite bartenders at that place, Butch Cassidy's. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Butch Cassidy's, thank you, Roy, for being a sponsor on our show. And thank you, Tony. Tony's lit today, isn't he?
Tony has left a lot of comments on our Facebook page, including reminding us that Bob's won the Chef's Choice at the Grilled Cheese Meltdown.
Uh-huh.
So y'all want to get a killer grilled cheese sandwich, go to Bob's Downtown Diner, which is where, Mike?
It's at the corner of Fat Happy, North Jackson and St. Francis there.
Can you find that on Google Maps?
You probably can.
You just type in corner of Fat and Happy.
Which is really St. Francis Street and what?
North Jackson.
Noja.
Couple of blocks west of Bienville Square downtown.
Yeah, and then it's a lot north of Cathedral Square, too. But also our fine friends over there, Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar, they are open today, I believe, at 11 or 12.
Would there be any Dave's Famous Pimento Cheese?
I bet there is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think they had a special menu for this weekend, a Jubilee menu, a Jubilee Fest menu.
Yeah.
And then Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. You used some of that last night, didn't you?
No, not that. That.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we'll do the menu really quick. Mm-hmm. We did a Sip and Chew experience last night for a wonderful couple out on Mobile Bay. So we had a beautiful setting.
Yeah.
I did a deviled egg sampler on the first course with a classic, a tarragon white truffle, and a sesame sriracha. Then I did, the wife wanted one salad, the husband wanted another one. Mm-hmm. So we did a fire and ice salad with a roasted beet and goat cheese warm salad on one side and a West Indies wedge on the other with Billy's bacon.
Billy's? Wow.
Then I got into that soup course. I did a cioppino, and in a cioppino you have to have three forms of seafood. So I had mussels. There were lots of mussels, remember that. I had some flounder fillets, and then I get this sausage, and Halls doesn't make this one.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah, we need to work on one, though. It is shrimp and smoked pork.
Hmm.
It's Cajun spice, I believe. It's out of Louisiana. And yeah. I've used their crawfish and pork before, and their gator sausage is really good. So that was the sausage that I used in that. And then we did pretty much a London broil for dinner, braised beef with lobster mac and cheese. And then I did a blueberry cheesecake to finish it off with the blueberries being made by David Hubble. Hubble's Hearth, I used their blueberry jelly for the topping.
Wow.
And it was terrific. And did an oatmeal crust, oatmeal cookie crust on the cheesecake.
Yeah.
And did you have a cup of espresso to top it off?
Me? No, I didn't have
any.
Yeah,
I had plenty of bottles of wine, though.
No, I went to Waffle House.
No, well, I mean, I just remember eating in Two Jacks a couple of times down through the years in New Orleans. You know, and that was their seven-course meal, and they'd bring one out at a time and then clear that dish and bring you the next one, you know. So if somebody wanted to have you guys come do a special event dinner at their home or place, how do they get in touch?
You stop by Mike's house, knock on the door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
or go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/sipandchew. And this is the dinner party season.
Yeah.
Just hit that message button, or you can email us at sipandchew@mail.com. No bloody G, just mail.com.
Mail.
Yeah, and we will throw some numbers at you, and if it doesn't freak you out, we might do something.
Then we'll
invade your home.
What's the maximum number of people you can do that for?
Probably 20 is where I would cut it off. And at 20, we're going to have to hire a third person.
Yeah. But otherwise, an ideal group would be three or four couples maybe.
We had 12 last night. But Mike's role in this is he explains the wine. He pairs the wine with the food that I'm doing. And he entertains, just like he does here on the show. He is the host of the party. And he usually will help run the food and stuff, too. But when we get 20 people, he can't do all of that, and I can't cook everything. So
Right.
We hit above 15 people, we're probably going to have to hire a third person.
Well, because you also want it to all come out in a timely manner, too.
Right. And this is the time of year. It's great for anniversary, stuff like that. If you want to have a Christmas get-together that's for adults and not a whole lot of people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm doing it. We'll throw them some pork rinds on the table with some peanut butter to dunk them into, and we'll make everything right.
Now you're talking my language.
But did you have some stuff left, Mike?
Well, I wanted to say not a whole lot, but
enough to eat up the last 2 minutes.
I did have a thought, but I've lost it now. So, but yeah, we enjoy doing these things.
Yeah.
We really do. You could probably, we don't want to discuss dollar amounts on the air, but because everything's going to be personalized to your likes and your budget.
Last night they requested a very expensive menu.
Yeah.
And it was $65 a person.
And those are our favorite.
Without wine.
Those are our favorite kind
those
of people.
Those are our favorite kind of people. The money is no object people.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing of it is, it gives you an opportunity to come up with a greater variety of creations for the meal.
Well, that's it, creations. And
I do want to mention that I am offering my gourmet mac and cheeses. Mm-hmm. And charcuterie boxes for the holidays.
Yeah.
My Stuart Donald culinary personality page, just go there and click message. And there's a fixed on the page. It's called, pinned to the top of the page is the menu that I'm offering. I'm not offering every mac and cheese you've ever seen me do. But I've got 4 that don't have meat, 4 that do have meat. Mm-hmm. I have it in an 8x8 pan, which feeds about 6 to 8 people, and then I have a traditional 9x13 pan.
And you could serve, and they can be reheated, right?
Yeah. In fact, the pans are going to be set up so that you heat and eat.
Yeah.
You toss them in the oven for about 30 minutes, take the lid off for another 15, and then you're ready to go.
Some of them are so good, though, that you can eat them cold, like cold pizza the next morning.
I bet the lobster mac and cheese would have been cold, because then it would have just tasted like pasta, pasta salad.
Yeah.
With lobster in it. And you've had pasta salad with seafood in it before. And that's yummy, so why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it? I was upset I didn't get any of the dessert last night.
I got 12 slices, and we had 12 guests.
Yeah.
There were chunks.
We got to do some of
that. Hey, man, there were bites left on the plate. You should have gone
keep
on
our, we got to keep take care of us.
Nah.
we got to take care of us.
Yeah, Mike asked me last night, I spent all day cooking, and I told him the night before I was working on the cheesecake, and we get towards the end, he goes, how come you never make enough for us? Well, I spent 12 hours cooking just for those 12 people.
Yeah, but
did you not get beef short rib to take home? Did you not get a gallon of dressing?
I was sopping up that gravy.
Did you not get a bowl of Chipino all to yourself with about a dozen mussels in it?
I haven't had it yet.
Hey, is sopping a Southern term?
Well, look, folks, I'm sorry. It's time to go. I just found out that Alabama just had another penalty called against them. So maybe this
will be it. But they ignored 3 other ones. So it all comes out
in
the wash.
Get out there, support local, be local, buy local. We have a lot to offer in this town, in this area.
And you guys are too much fun on this show.
Oh, sometimes.
Hey, anyway. We need to provolone.
You think so?
Yeah, so.
Charlie, provolone. Do we need a provolone?
We need a provolone.
Prova what?
Provolone.
Provolone. Provolone. Oh, and Tony said hi, Charlie.
Hey, hi, Tony.
When he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine.